This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:17 now on this St. Patrick's Day morning. If you're watching a Players' Championship yesterday, you know it ended in a tie, and the playoff has begun with J.J. Spawn. And all, I guess appropriately on St. Patrick's Day, Rory McIlroy from Ireland. And they're on the first playoff hole. And I say this because I know there are a lot of golf fans listening, and Rory's looking at birdie, Spawn's looking at a par. Tim Temple joins us now, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, to talk about the insurance market in New Orleans. Good morning, sir, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well.
You a golfer or not, Tim?
I am not. I wish I had time to play golf and other things, but right now my days are taken up working on dealing with this insurance crisis, and I'm glad to be doing that.
It takes a lot of time, I'll tell you that, both. We're playing golf and working on the insurance crisis. I'm sure golf sometimes can be more rewarding than, again, maybe not. Let's talk about the results of what's been done so far, because I'm getting texts from people saying nothing's changed, my insurance is still. Matter of fact, I took a look at what I paid my home off, or at least I'm in a position to, haven't yet, going to wait to see how some things play out, but if I start paying it myself and not the escrow, it's going to be $6,500 each year for the homeowner's insurance that I'll have to pay. And I'm paying it now. I just don't have to write the check because of the escrow. Flood's $850. What is the average rate? Do you know, Tim, that people pay for homeowner's insurance in Louisiana?
Yeah, you know, we just on Friday, we had a Senate Insurance Committee hearing. And during that hearing, the legislative auditor reviewed the report that they did on the Louisiana Fortified program, and they had an average premium of, I want to say, it was right around $5,600.
And so I'm a little bit above the average.
Statewide.
Yeah, and that's if that's the average, then I would imagine the people even south of where I am are paying a lot more than that.
Yeah, and look, Tommy, I hear, you know, ranges all over. I mean, there's obviously, you know, people even in your listeners, you know, area, Orleans and Jefferson, and that are paying well above the $6,500 you mentioned. You know, for homes that, you know, you also got to think that our average home value in Louisiana is somewhere just around $200,000. And, you know, I was looking and talking to some folks last week about California. And you look at what their average home value is somewhere around $900,000. And their average premium was well below the $5,500 I just mentioned for Louisiana. So, you know, there's different risk. There's different issues. We're tackling that. And, you know, you had referenced the progress we've made. And last week we issued a release that just to let people know that the reform is working. And that doesn't mean it's going to be for everybody, these rate decreases that companies are taking. But I think that's the thing that I want everybody to focus on, is that companies are taking filed rate decreases. They've started doing that, and, you know, I anticipate that continuing unless there's you know, it's always up to Mother Nature and you know, tornadic activity and right. especially hurricanes. But we're doing the things that we need to do in Louisiana, the things that we can control.
Did you say taking filed? Did you say taking filed rate decreases?
That is correct. We have,
what does that mean?
I think it's eight companies that have filed it. That means when they renew, when they start offering their renewals and their formulas, it's rate decreases.
I got you. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back, because I think it goes to, and you and I, Tim, talked about this last year when the session was going on about managing expectations, where it's not going to be quick, but the journey, what's the saying of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. We're talking with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, about what can be done. You can't force people to write insurance. About what can be done to ease the rates and increase competition in the homeowners market. 821 traffic now, WWL. All right, 826, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, we talked about, you know, it was going to be a while, and it was going to be, I guess, slow but steady progress when it comes to homeowners insurance, hopefully. Let me get to some listeners' questions here, if I can. Ask Mr. Temple if the next round of the fortified homes will include Covington, because the last three have not. Thoughts?
Yeah, so Covington is North Shore, so I'm trying to remember if that is in the round of coastal communities. Mm-hmm. I guess Covington is.
They said they have not been in the past, so I guess they're wondering if anything's going to change about that.
Yeah, look, we're one of the things that I'm doing is this session. I am bringing some legislation to create permanent funding for the Fortified Roof Program, so that and what we're going to propose is increasing some of the fees on insurance entities and insurance folks, and then also asking the legislature to allocate a portion of the property premium tax that we all pay when we pay our homeowners insurance to go toward the Fortified program, so that we know every year that money's there, you know, without having the legislature to come in and allocate some. So when we get that funding, then I think that allows us to be more flexible, because, you know, obviously we want to create a program that can benefit people no matter what part of the state you're in. Fortified roofs, and that might make sense in Covington, but it may not make sense in Monroe. Mm-hmm. There's different types of programs I want to try and create with the state. So to take a question, I don't think that they're in the current round. We're trying to focus on the deep coastal communities, because that's where those fortified roofs make the biggest impact, that makes the biggest difference.
Tim, I don't mean to introduce a red herring here or anything, but a fortified roof's not going to help you with a tornado, is it?
You know, I don't think it is, but you can put one thing that you can have are hail-resistant shingles. Mm-hmm. And one thing that, you know, these shingles that are put on as part of the fortified program, they're built to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds. But I think, to your point, when you get that really concentrated, you know, rotation of wind, if it comes over your home, that's, you know, I don't know what you can do to mitigate against a tornado other than build everything out of steel and concrete.
Yeah, you scare the hail out of me, pardon the pun, when you mention hail-resistant shingles, because I had to replace a roof because of a hailstorm, and that'll get you out of nowhere, and the deductible is pretty high. Let's talk quickly, Tim, in the time we have left, about a minute, about auto insurance and what can be done in the session. Where there's a will, there's a way, but with the trial attorneys, I don't know that there's the will. What do your pre-session political conversations tell you?
Yeah, Tommy, look, I agree with you. I don't see the will for you know, in a large, you know, big group of folks. There are certain legislators that are supportive of it. There's, and I'd say many legislators, but it takes more than many. It takes the majority, and we need to have a session to address this crisis. I've for over a year, I've been saying we need a special session. That's not going to happen. But we will have legislation this upcoming fiscal session to continue to try and create auto reform in our state. It is the one thing that, just like, you know, you may not own a home, so homeowners insurance may not impact you. You may rent, you may live with someone, but everybody that drives a car has insurance, whether it's your personal or your commercial. And it is the issue of the season, if you will.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate your time. And next time you come on, we'll talk about what's in your purview, what isn't when it comes to auto insurance and even homeowners insurance. Because, again, I don't know why you wanted this job, but you got it. Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. There are only so many things he can do, especially when it comes to auto insurance, because that's dependent on the litigious atmosphere in the state and the laws. And that would be up to the legislature. We'll come back, talk about how big the Super Bowl was for New Orleans. Right now we pause for WWL First News. 14 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL on this St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to tell you what, I know I have been through numerous, every Super Bowl, really, I'll say, that's been here in New Orleans. Some of them, you know, I was just a little bitty kid for us. I don't really remember. Some of them involved as a member of the media. This one did seem different to me, and I don't know why it is. It's hard to put a number behind it or a reason behind it, but Jay Cicero, who...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who joins us now, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, will be able to tell us just how huge and how different it was. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right, sir. Congratulations on a job well done. Does it even begin to sum it up?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, that's what the Sports Foundation does. In this case, partnering with the New Orleans Saints and Mrs. Benson and the Saints leadership to lead us to what I think was a pretty successful 11th Super Bowl in New Orleans. It was a great experience, and I'm happy to play a great role in it.
I think that's understatement at its finest. You've been through a lot of these, Jay, and at a very high level. Did this one seem different to you as well on a personal level as it did to me?
It absolutely did, Tommy. You know, we really set out a couple years ago, this being our fourth Super Bowl that the Sports Foundation has served as the host committee staff. We said, what can we do differently? And starting with just the logo itself, our host committee logo, created locally by a group called Boombox, and the ability to look into the history of Super Bowl in New Orleans and combine that with the unique culture that we have, really put that on display, and intentionally using the structure and some of the people that have been involved with Super Bowl in the past 30 years with us to make sure that we take advantage of every opportunity that comes along. And I think we were able to do that.
If this, and look, I understand it's a very competitive process, but if the NFL wasn't happy with this, I don't know what they want. I got to presume the feedback you got from the NFL was extremely positive, Jay?
It has been very positive. Obviously, this event in particular and these major events are very cumbersome. They're riddled with issues and problems that you have to take care of along the way. But overall, very positive feedback. And the complications of doing such a, or the logistics of doing such a complicated event really have to be taken apart. And we're doing that right now with all of our partners here locally and with the NFL, and doing after action reports to make sure that we learn everything that we could do better and everything that went right. And I think we have a great sense that a lot went right. And we're very hopeful that that will lead to somewhere down the line a record 12th Super Bowl for New Orleans.
Yeah, that was my next question. I presume at some point there's some type of, for want of a better phrase, performance evaluation where you guys get together, I don't know, at the NFL office or wherever, and I don't know if it's the Sports Foundation or whomever it is, somebody meets with the NFL and you all kick it around about what happened. This could have been better. This was great. This was awesome. We'll do this at the next Super Bowl, whether it's in New Orleans or not.
Yeah, we you know, with the Sports Foundation, we do that with every event that we host. And sometimes it's difficult to have people be critical of themselves or critical of their performance, but it's the only way to grow and be better each time. And so, yes, we do converse with the NFL. We do converse with all of our partners here locally, all the venues and the airport and everyone else. What went right? What went wrong? What can we do better? And if we do get a chance to bid again, what would that look like?
Let's pick it up there. We come back talking to Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. I got a text from Tim Temple coming in just to clarify. Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner on a fortified roof program. It does currently extend into St. Tammany Parish, but just the extreme southern portion of I-12. Thanks, Tim, for following up on that. 8:51, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. Till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jay Cicero, President and CEO of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation. Most watched Super Bowl of all time, even though it was not that tight of a game. 6,400-plus members of the media, over 20 countries covering the event, and 104,000 fans went to the Super Bowl experience that showed some big local engagement. Jay, when you talked about, you know, I heard you say, if we get a chance to bid on another one, tell me about that process and New Orleans, the possibilities of New Orleans hosting a 12th game.
Well, certainly those numbers you just related were record numbers too. Record number of media, record number of viewers, like you said, for a game that wasn't that tight. If it would have been, it would have a tight game, I think that the viewers would have been higher. I think it just goes to show you the value of New Orleans and the ability, the growth of the Super Bowl, and it continues to grow each year. So the ability for us to be invited to bid on the next on a next Super Bowl really has a number of factors involved with it. The first being a calendar. You can't get it 2 years from now. It's not the way it works. You've got to avoid Mardi Gras the second weekend of Mardi Gras and the weekend after Mardi Gras. And so looking at those dates down the year down the line, as well as the conventions that New Orleans and Company and the Convention Center and all the hotels have booked in the future. Some of these conventions are booked 10, 12 years out. So that calendar is a little tricky. And so we really have to be the right city and the right year, the right time to make it happen.
Do you have, just from looking at the reading the tea leaves, do you have a year, the soonest possible year that New Orleans would be able to or be invited, and it just being realistic about it, to have another Super Bowl?
No, we don't have that yet. We're always, you know, we're talking to the NFL about wrap up for this Super Bowl, and certainly the next one is always on our mind. But like 2029 is the next available Super Bowl, and it's over Mardi Gras weekend. So you have to work through all of that and able to at least get a chance to convince the owners to invite New Orleans to bid. And certainly Mrs. Benson and Dennis Lauscher from the Saints and their group play a huge role in that. And, you know, she made the pitch last time. She made the final pitch to the owners for us. Back in 2018, and I assume she would probably be in the same role, not only getting us invited, but being able to play a significant role in the pitch to the owners to be awarded our record 12.
Real quick, 30 seconds. You know, I keep a notebook when things pop into my mind, I write them down. I presume you guys do the same thing when it comes to Super Bowl. Well, you know what? We don't have one, but that'd be a great idea for the next one.
Yes, absolutely. There's a lot of... there's a lot of little tweaks here that we do, and we learn from other cities too. Right? We really take notes from other cities, from other events. We see what folks do here for Jazz Fest or French Quarter Fest or Essence Festival. So, you know, that would be a great idea for Super Bowl.
Jay, God bless y'all, man. Y'all did a great job. Congratulations. I'm not that old. I'm in good health. I want another one before I go, okay?
Thank you, Tommy. Me too.
Thank you. All right, my friend. We'll take a break, come back, talk about the history of the Irish in America on WWL.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.